Hello, everyone, and welcome to English Digest. Today we're talking about literature, but before we do, let's find out who else is in the studio.
Hi, everybody, it's Joe.
And my name is Lily. All right, so listeners, I have to tell you that I do love literature. English was one of my favorite subjects when I was in high school. But Joe, I have to ask you, do you read a lot of, let's say, scary stories? And if you do, are there any particular kind of scary characters that you like?
Yeah, I read a lot of horror novels and I watch a lot of horror movies. And one of my favorite scary characters is, of course, the vampire called Dracula. Now, he comes from a great novel that we're going to be talking about today. We're going to talk about the author and the history of the character and where vampires come from. So, one of the scariest characters I can think of, and I love reading about vampires.
Well, it certainly does sound really scary, and I have to admit that also he is one of the most interesting scary characters that I've ever read about. All right, listeners, if you haven't opened up your magazines, please do so as we read through The Thirsty Undead.
At midnight on Halloween, he might come as a breath of mist drifting in under your door, or as a black wolf running through the night's shadows. The vampire can take many forms, and it has an unfriendly habit of drinking human blood. Irish writer Bram Stoker made the vampire notorious in 1897 with Dracula, a novel about the Transylvanian vampire Count Dracula and his attempt to move to London. Stoker's vampire is loosely based on Eastern European folklore. As with the vampires from that region, Dracula has an allergy to holy objects, sunlight, and garlic. If people don't carry any of these, they might be bitten and get a nagging thirst for blood themselves. Only a stake through the heart or exposure to sunlight can kill a vampire. Dracula is based on a 15th century Romanian prince named Vlad the Impaler for his brutal treatment of his enemies. Today, you can go on a Dracula tour to visit historical sites relevant to the horrible prince. You can eat a good meal at his birthplace while enjoying fine works of art in his castle. If you happen to notice any suspicious wolves or bats, beware. The real Dracula's death is still uncertain.
All right, listeners, so today the title of today's article is The Thirsty Undead, and it's the title because vampires, as I think most of you know, are known for drinking blood. When you're thirsty, it means that you want to drink something. Usually for us, when we're thirsty, we need water. It means that our body doesn't have enough water, particularly, you know, after you're exercising, you'll want to drink a lot of water. But in this case, we're not talking about water, we're talking about blood, because that is what vampires like to drink. Now, we say the undead. This is really interesting because, you know, it's like when you're dead, you're not alive anymore. So is that what it means, Joe, that when you're undead, you're just alive?
Well, it's kind of tricky to explain. It just means that they're dead, but they're not necessarily, you know, dead as we would think of it, you know, not moving, you know, just lying in a coffin somewhere. Vampires, it's like they can rise from the dead, and it means that they can't be killed almost, but there's certain things we're going to learn later that can actually kill vampires. But the article starts off with, at midnight on Halloween, he might come as a breath of mist drifting in under your door, or as a black wolf running through the night's shadows. So vampires, they can take on different forms. The first one we talk about is he might come as a breath of mist drifting in under your door. We say a breath of mist. It just means, you know, mist, water vapor in the air that kind of floats or hangs in the air. He might be able to get into your room by going in underneath the door as mist. Or you might see a vampire running through the night's shadows as a black wolf. Now, this is another form that vampires are said to be able to take. They can turn into wolves that prowl around in the night. So the next time you hear a wolf out in the night going, "Arr!" you never know, that might be Dracula or a vampire out there in the shadows, you know, just waiting for a moment of weakness.
Well, that's true. That's why we say the vampire can take many forms, and it has an unfriendly habit of drinking human blood. So when we say that a person, or in this case a vampire, can take many forms, it means that, you know, he can look very different. At the very beginning, we talked about, you know, maybe him being a breath of mist or a black wolf. So, you know, he might not necessarily look like exactly how you imagine, but that's why they're so scary. That's why vampires are scary, but they also have an unfriendly habit of drinking human blood. Like we mentioned before, vampires, they don't necessarily eat anything or drink anything that we do, but the one thing that they do need to stay alive in the sense they need to drink human blood. And so here we're kind of poking fun at that and saying it's an unfriendly habit. You know, it's something that they need to do quite often, but it's unfriendly because after all, would you want someone to suck your blood?
Well, of course not. And you know, stories of vampires drinking people's blood, they've been around in Eastern European folklore for hundreds of years. But it was an author by the name of Bram Stoker. Now, he's Irish, meaning he's from Ireland. He made the vampire notorious in 1897 with Dracula, which was a novel about the Transylvanian vampire Count Dracula and his attempt to move to London. So back in 1897, that's when this book came out. It's called Dracula, and it tells the story about a Transylvanian vampire. Now, Transylvania is actually a part of the Eastern European country known as Romania, and the story is all about Count Dracula and his attempt to move from Transylvania, from his castle there, to London. And it tells the story through a series of journal entries and diaries and letters written between the various characters in the book. The person who's trying to help Count Dracula move, his name is Jonathan Harker. There's also a character by the name of Renfield. Now, he's insane, meaning he's crazy. He lives in an insane asylum, a place for crazy people to go. And he believes that Dracula is talking to him. He believes that Dracula is his master, and he wants to obey everything he does. And there's all these different characters, and they tell the story through these journal entries that Bram Stoker wrote from their point of view. So back in 1897, that's when this Eastern European folklore became famous worldwide, because he wrote this book and it became very popular. And of course, now we have the movie that came out in the 1990s, you know, with Keanu Reeves and Anthony Hopkins. It was a very good movie and a very good portrayal of the book. So if you're interested in vampires, you definitely want to pick up Bram Stoker's Dracula and try and read.
Well, that's true. Actually, a lot of high schoolers, I would say, they actually read Dracula. You know, there are a lot of classics, books that, you know, people read throughout the ages, and also high school students, you know, they'll read these books because they're considered very important books that have been written well. Well, in this case, Dracula is one of those books. Now, what's interesting is that Stoker's vampire is loosely based on Eastern European folklore. Now, folklore, it's kind of like old stories. You can imagine, like, you know, in Chinese culture, we have a lot of old stories, old folklore, that these stories sound so fantastic that, you know, you think they couldn't possibly be true, but they've been passed down through the ages. So, you know, maybe even your great-great-great-grandparents were listening to the same kinds of stories. Well, here we're talking about, you know, these kinds of ancient stories from Eastern Europe, and Stoker's vampire is loosely based on these stories. Now, if something is loosely based, it means that you get the basic idea from there, but it's not exactly the same. So Bram Stoker, he didn't copy everything from Eastern European folklore. Instead, he probably took the idea of, like, you know, a very scary kind of character that drinks blood, but he might have made up the other aspects of Dracula.
Well, within this folklore, all these stories that they had about vampires that drink people's blood, they also had ideas about what could hurt or possibly even kill vampires. So with the vampires from that region, meaning the stories about vampires from around Romania and Transylvania, they thought that vampires had an allergy to holy objects. Now, holy means like religious, and in that part of the world, that would mean Christianity. So things like crosses or holy water. In Christianity, holy water is just water that has been blessed by a priest. So they thought maybe if you threw holy water on a vampire, it could hurt them. Or that if you were carrying a cross and you held the cross between yourself and the vampire, The vampire couldn't hurt you because it wouldn't want to go near the cross. They were also said to have an allergy to sunlight and garlic, too. So that's why vampires were known as creatures of the night, because they could not go into the sunlight. If they did, they would die because, well, we're saying they're allergic. Like, you would be have an allergy to, like, certain foods or, you know, to flowers or something like that. And also to garlic, that thing that people use in cooking quite often. I'm not sure exactly where that idea came from, but they said if you had cloves of garlic around you, vampires couldn't hurt you as well because they wouldn't want to go near that either.
Well, this is interesting because we can see how Bram Stoker, he really made Dracula based on the Eastern European vampires. Because here we learn that, you know, just like those from the region, like Joe was saying, they have an allergy. They're really unable to have contact with these certain things. And I think most people, when they think of vampires, number one, they think of garlic, mainly because, you know, it seems so strange. Why would they be allergic to garlic and also particularly to sunlight? So whenever there's a movie about vampires, those are things that they are definitely allergic to. And people, if they think a vampire is around, they will carry those things with them just to make sure that they can stay safe. All right, listeners, that's it for the first half of today's article. Now it's time for some Chinese explanation.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天的文章要考考同学文艺选填哦。首先，我们就来看看 A 到 J 的选项。A 的选项 Beware。动词解释成为小心注意，所以我们说啊，小心有恶犬哦，我们就说 beware of the dog。 B 的选项 bitten， bite， bit， bitten， 它是 bite 咬的过去分词。 C while， while 当作连接词可以等于 when， 当什么时候，那么有时候呢也可能解释成为尽管虽然。 D with介系词有很多种解释。E 的选项 notorious 则是恶名昭彰的意思，它跟 famous 不一样。 famous 是有名，不过通常指的是好的事情，而 notorious 则是指不好的事情而有名。 F 选项 and 则是一个对等连接词，所以前后连接的必须是相同的词性。G exposure 则是有曝露的意思，常常呢搭配的是介系词 to， 比如说这个颜色啊，因为过度长时间呢曝露在太阳之下，所以颜色呢就褪色了。我们就可以说 The color has faded from long exposure to the sun。 注意哦，常常搭配的是介系词 to。 H 选项 brutal 残忍的，残暴的。I 选项 loosely 副词，粗略的，大概的。 J 选项 relevant 与什么有关的，也是常跟介系词 to 相连结，而它的相反词 irrelevant 不相关的，就在前面加上 IR 就可以了。 OK， 回到今天的文章，我们来看看第一格的这一个句子。 The vampire can take many forms。吸血鬼呢是千变万化的，在这里是一个完整的句子，而在空格一后面呢 It has an unfriendly habit of drinking human blood， 在这里也是一个完整的句子。两个句子呢我们就可以用逗号 and 来连接，而在这里我们不使用 while， 是因为啊，如果你用 while 来连接的话呢，放在中间是不需要逗号，而且在句意上前后两个句子呢都是在讲相同类似性的东西，所以在这里放 and 是比较适当的。接着来看第二个空格的这个句子。这一位呢爱尔兰的作家叫做布莱姆史托克，他在1897年出版了这个德古拉的这一本书。那我们就来看到 Made the Vampire， 在这里我们要注意的是 make 加上受词，而受词后面可能是一个形容词、名词，也有可能是动作哦。而依据上下意还有我们所得到的选项当中呢，因为呢吸血鬼啊其实是相当的恶名昭彰，也就是因为他的这本小说，所以在第二格我们就可以选一选项 notorious。 接下来第三格的部分，他这里面所描述的吸血鬼呢 isBased on 是根据以前的呢这种民间的故事所改编的， 不过呢，在一刚开始呢，这种改编其实既然是根据以前的传说，所以应该只是粗略的、大概的。这里第三格我们就很适合放一个副词。而在第四格的地方，这里的 with 则是有和什么一致，所以就说到了一般吸血鬼呢都是有相同的一个特性，所以在第四格我们就选 D with。
It's time for a short break, but don't go away, we'll be right back.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to English Digest. My name is Joe, and I'm here with Lily today, and we're talking about our literature unit. And today, being October 31st, Halloween, it's appropriate that we're talking about Dracula, the famous vampire from literature in a book called Dracula by Bram Stoker. He's the one that made vampires famous way back in 1897 when this book was first published.Now, we've been talking about some different aspects of vampires. One thing about vampires is that they can take on different forms. They might come in as a breath of mist. They might take the form of a wolf. One thing that people seem to think about vampires is that they can take the form of bats or even insects as well. It just depends on which stories you read about vampires.Well, before the break, we were also talking about the things that vampires don't like, the things that can harm them. One of those things is sunlight. They're allergic to sunlight, to holy objects, religious objects as well, and also, strangely, to garlic, too. Now, if people don't carry any of these things, they might be bitten and get a nagging thirst for blood themselves. So this is what happens, according to legend, if you are bitten by a vampire.If you get bitten, then you become a vampire yourself. You get a nagging thirst for blood. If something is nagging, it's like something that won't go away. It's like something that even if you try to ignore it, the feeling just gets stronger and stronger and stronger. If somebody is nagging you, like say if your mom is nagging you to clean up your room, it means she just keeps reminding you over and over again to clean up your room. But if we're talking about a nagging thirst for blood, it just means that they want to drink blood and the feeling gets stronger and stronger and stronger.
Only a stake through the heart or exposure to sunlight can kill a vampire. And so that's why vampires are so scary, because they are the undead. They can't die like regular people. Instead, there are only two ways to kill a vampire based on these, you know, folklores, these stories. One way is sunlight. Like we mentioned before, vampires are usually allergic to sunlight. If you read a book on vampires or, you know, you watch a movie on vampires, usually they cannot go out into the sun.I think, you know, it's supposed to burn their skin, and they can actually, you know, die from that exposure to the sun. Another way, if you really want to kill a vampire, is to make sure that you drive a stake through their heart. Drive meaning to push a stake. A stake is usually kind of a pointy piece of wood, and you push it through their heart, and that's how they're going to die. So, of course, they seem very scary because, after all, you can't really kill a vampire very easily, and meanwhile, if you do see a vampire, if you don't have anything on you like a holy object or garlic, they might bite you and you'll become a vampire yourself.
Well, of course, vampires are fictional made-up creatures, but the character Dracula from the book by Bram Stoker, it's actually based on a real person, a 15th century Romanian prince named Vlad the Impaler for his brutal treatment of his enemies.So back in the 15th century, there actually was a prince in Romania, which is where Transylvania is, the place that is famous for having vampires, and the prince's name was Vlad the Impaler. Now, he was called this because it was said that he would actually impale his enemies, which is something that I probably won't discuss here on the air, but we do say that it is his brutal treatment of his enemies. Just take my word for it. If we say that something is very brutal, it means it's very cruel. It's a very terrible way of treating their enemies. And if you impale somebody, that is obviously very brutal and very cruel. So he was known, or he was famous for this treatment of people that he would fight in, say, wars or battles between the various kingdoms in Romania. So this is who the character was based on, this Dracula character that Bram Stoker came up with.
Well, that's true. It's very interesting because here we learn that it was based on a real person. Of course, things have changed and that person may not have really been a vampire, but just his actions really caused people to think of him as a possibility of one. Like maybe he could have been so cruel that it's almost like he was the undead. Now, today you can go on a Dracula tour to visit historical sites relevant to the horrible prince. So nowadays, if you're interested in vampires, what you can do is you can go on a Dracula tour. You can be a tourist and you can visit historical sites. So you can go to places that have a lot of history that, you know, were probably around during the 15th century when Vlad the Impaler was there. Now, it's relevant to the horrible prince, meaning, you know, they have something to do with him. It might be a place where he lived or a place where he visited, but you can actually go to these places and see what they're like.
They were actually even thinking of opening up a Dracula theme park there with like amusement rides and things like that. But they decided against it because they didn't want to, you know, cheapen the image of the place or, you know, make it any less serious, the story of Vlad the Impaler and of vampires and things like that. And I think that was a good decision. Because today, you can still do a lot of things related to Dracula, like we were saying. You can eat a good meal at his birthplace, so you can visit the place that he was born and have a meal there. Or you can even visit his castle. You can see the fine artworks that he still had in the castle that are still there to this day. So you can learn a lot about the history of Transylvania, and you can learn a lot about Vlad the Impaler and Dracula and vampires and all those things like that by visiting the actual place that he was born and that he lived.
Well, it would be really interesting because remember that, you know, Dracula is based on a real person. He might not have necessarily been a vampire, but his actions basically made people think of these, you know, vampire stories. And he was a 15th century Romanian prince. So, of course, it would be interesting to go to the place where he lived. Probably it's very big, you know, a lot of things to see there. But you do need to be careful because if you happen to notice any suspicious wolves or bats, beware. So beware meaning be careful, because if you notice, if you see any suspicious wolves or bats, if something is suspicious, it means that it doesn't look quite right. So maybe you'll see a wolf or a bat, and maybe they might be quite common in that area, but maybe, you know, this wolf or bat, it's doing something a little bit strange. You might have to be careful because the real Dracula's death is still uncertain, meaning people don't really know how Vlad the Impaler actually died. They don't know if he really did die in a normal way. They don't know where he died. They don't know how he died. So it's possible that he really could be a vampire, that he could be Dracula. And remember that vampires can take many different forms. Like today we talked about, you know, maybe a breath of mist or a kind of scary wolf. You know, that's why vampires are so scary, because they can come up to you not in a human form. That's why they're so frightening. And if you visit, you know, Vlad the Impaler's, you know, home, his castle, you should be careful because we don't know how he died.
Well, and that's another thing about vampires. People say that they don't age like people do. Once they become a vampire, they say that they can live on forever, unless, of course, you know, somebody drives a stake through their heart or they get exposed to sunlight. So you never know if the stories are true. Vampires from hundreds of years ago, like the supposed Vlad the Impaler Dracula character, if this was true, they could still be walking around today. So, you know, keep an eye out if you do get a chance to visit the home of Vlad the Impaler, the very first vampire that comes from Eastern European folklore. You just never know who's going to be watching you as you're going through his castle.
Well, that's true. All right, listeners, I hope you enjoyed today's article. And now it's time for some Chinese explanation.
我们来看看在第五格的这个句子当中写着If people don't carry any of these, they might be. 对了，吸血鬼最怕的呢，就是像是阳光还有大蒜咯。如果你不带着这些东西啊，这里的 they 呢，指的就是这些人可能就会被吸血鬼，对了，咬一口。所以在这里 be 动词搭配的呢，就是过去分词，表示被动，被咬一口。 第五题我们就选 B 选项。而后面说的 get a nagging thirst for blood themselves， nag 原来当作动词是有不停的困扰的意思，也就是说你被咬了一口之后呢，你自己呢也会呢遭到跟吸血鬼一样喜欢吃血呢。到了第六格的部分，所以咯，在这里我们看到第六格有一个很重要的介系词 to， 所以只有你刺穿吸血鬼的心脏，或者是另外一个方式，就是 exposure to sunlight， 给他们曝晒在阳光下，接触到阳光，所以在这里的第六格我们就选 G 选项 exposure。到了第七格的地方呢，我们看到这个故事其实是以所谓的穿刺者弗拉德为依据。在这里因为这个人呢，他对待他的敌人是非常残忍的，所以在第七格 treatment 对待的方法，我们用一个形容词 brutal， 就是解释成为残忍的对待他的敌人，所以第七格我们选 H。那么呢，如果你想要更清楚，然后呢甚至了解这个德古拉之旅，你就可以上网去看看咯，而去参观这些 historical sites， 这些历史的古迹是跟这些可怕的王子是有相关性的。同样在第八个空格后面又出现了一个 to relevant to， 所以第八格选 J。第九题我们就可以选择用连接词 while 代表同时进行，而因为呢主词相同，我们就把主词省略掉。第十题就要告诉你啊，如果你呢注意到任何可怕的狼或者是蝙蝠，那就要小心咯，所以在这里我们用祈使句原形动词 beware 当作是一个简单的句子。
All right, listeners, so today we talked about the thirsty undead, and it's all about vampires. We introduced how, you know, vampires, what they do is they suck your blood, they can take many forms. But what's interesting is that people, I think they're really interested in vampires, mainly because of a very famous book called Dracula. It was written by Irish writer Bram Stoker. Most people, when they think about vampires or Dracula, they're just definitely going to think of this story. So he's the one who made the story popular.
And he based his character, Count Dracula, on Eastern European folklore. He gave him kind of the same traits. He made him allergic to holy objects, sunlight, and garlic. And he also brought out some of the aspects of Eastern European folklore that told of how to kill vampires, such as things like a stake through the heart or exposure to sunlight as well. And he actually did base the character on a 15th century Romanian prince named Vlad the Impaler, who was known as a cruel and kind of tyrannical ruler and a man who was just terrible on the battlefield. So it's a very good book, and if you're interested in kind of scary, frightening things and history as well, you should definitely give Bram Stoker's Dracula a read.
All right, listeners, I hope you enjoyed today's article. Please remember to join us next time on English Digest. Until then, my name is Lily.
And I'm Joe.
Goodbye.